Message number 1307. When love is missing, I am absent in the soul. Friday, January 9, 2015 at 15:30. My dearly beloved daughter, it is time for Christians all over the world to unite against the contempt being shown by billions against the truth, the holy word of God. Every sin against God is now deemed to be acceptable in my eyes. Sins that are abhorrent to me will soon be presented as being holy in my eyes, but this can never be. When you present anything which does not come from me and place it before me in my churches, then you cause me great pain. It has never been so difficult for Christians to follow my thorny path as it is today. Lies are being given to you in my name, and you must never forget my teachings or you will be deceived by those who plot against the word of God. To be a Christian requires much more than declaring to be one. If you are a true Christian, then you will do all that I taught and follow holy doctrine contained in the Holy Bible. To acknowledge my word is one thing, but to carry out what I taught is another. To love one another is never easy because of the existence of sin. To love your enemies places a great burden upon you, but if you pray for the graces to do so, then you will find that your love for me grows. If you love me truly, you will be free of hatred, and then you will find true peace of the mind and the soul. If you allow Satan to tempt you into hating others, you will fall into a terrible darkness. Hatred is like a weed that grows and spreads rapidly. When hatred festers in the soul, it will eventually devour it entirely. It will bring with it a distressing disquiet, and those who are filled with it will never find peace. Hatred breeds hatred and spreads quickly from one soul into the next. Once Satan establishes himself in these souls, he will never leave them until they repent and show true remorse. Love quells every kind of hatred, but unless you remove your souls from those who incite hatred, you will be plunged into despair. I cannot save a soul who will not repent of their wickedness. I await your confession, and when you come to me and beg me to relieve you of the curse of hatred, I will reach out and pull you by the hand back into my refuge of peace. Peace and love can only come from God. Always seek me out, for I am love. When love is missing, I am absent in the soul. Your Jesus.